Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Monday morning, 5:08. This part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. In light of the shooting last night in Las Vegas, we have suspended some of the contesting that we were doing. So if you were waiting on that, we're waiting until it just feels more appropriate. So we are suspending our Weekend Survive contesting for at least a day. That decision came down early this morning. Cozy should never be costly. From September 27th to October 9th, all IKEA mattresses over $150 will be going at 20% off. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA.com today. IKEA, make the dream yours. The shooting I just mentioned, if you're just waking up and you haven't heard about this yet, there was a huge incident last night. This was at something called the Route 91 Harvest Festival. It was the end of a three-day country music festival. Jason Aldean was the headliner for the third night, and he was actually on stage. This was on the Strip near the Mandalay Bay Casino. About 30,000 people were out there watching Jason Aldean. And just after 10 o'clock Las Vegas time, a man who was on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel began shooting out the window into the crowd.
They say now there are no balconies at the Mandalay, so he shot out his window and then shot out of his room.
They're saying the SWAT team used explosives to get into the room. At that point, I believe he had already taken his own life, but he was armed to the teeth. He had at least, they say, 10 guns in the room, and he was just firing nonstop. Last count we had heard is over 50 people are dead and more than 400 have been wounded. They're asking for blood donations at the local hospitals there because they're completely overwhelmed.
And we put up a link at Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay.
If you want to donate blood.
The suspect is a 64-year-old man, a local named Stephen Paddock, lived well, though we are hearing now, you said something about a very remote house. I guess that we had heard retirement community. I'm not sure. I'm sure we'll get a million details.
He didn't live in Vegas, though.
No, he'd come into Vegas.
80 miles away, yeah.
Yeah. So as we get more details, we'll update you on that.
Trump just got off speaking, and he has ordered flags flown at half staff. He'll be visiting Las Vegas on Wednesday. He says our unity cannot be shattered.
All right.
A week and a half ago on Friday, I assume that you guys listened to some of these new records.
We did.
Was there anything in particular that...
No, we just went through it like you do, and you were... This is when you were in Boston, right?
It was, yeah.
So
we're like, ah!
We went through a couple. I mean, we didn't make a whole production of it, yeah. But it was. Van Morrison was good. Uh-huh. I obviously love Mastodon, so that was on the list. I think
right. Neither of those made the top 10.
No, I can't even remember who else was on there.
Was Miley on there?
No,
was the one we listened? I can't remember what we played.
Well, here's the top 10 albums in the country right now. And remember that these they've changed the way they do this. So some of it is based on streaming. Some of it is, I guess, every 10 singles that get sold from a person. They count that as an album now. So and this also, of course, is full album downloads. Your new number one, debuting in first place with 118,000 copies sold, is The Killers. Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, we did that one, too.
All right. Let's talk about Marilyn Manson.
Oh,
I love her. I've loved her for years.
You're going to be horrified to see this.
One of my favorite all-time interviews, and I've been fortunate enough to talk to a lot of people, but it was Marilyn Manson backstage in Philadelphia.
I wish we had audio of that because that was a funny interview.
At the Electric, is that the Electric Factory?
Yeah.
There's a picture of me interviewing him because I truly was holding a little tape recorder, mm-hmm. like the handheld. I didn't even have a mic. The mic was the thing that was...
You just go...
Right.
Hand it back and forth.
And the amount of booze they were pushing... This was for a one-night show that they were pushing past us while we did this interview backstage for the band and crew.
Yeah, this was specifically for them.
For one night was beyond belief. Like, those people party hard.
Or their rider just asks for way more than they could ever need.
Okay.
They can bring it with them on the bus.
Could
whatever
be.
Whatever they need.
Sure.
Marilyn Manson was doing a show in New York City on Saturday night.
Oh, fun.
And, well, not for Marilyn. Do you want to just go ahead and roll the roll the video? And we'll... So he's on stage. He's singing their cover of Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. So you can see that happening. He's got a huge scaffolding behind him with two handgun, gigantic handgun silhouettes on it. And now he's going to... He just pulled the prop down on him.
Whoa, that thing wasn't tacked down at all.
Not at all. He's tried to sort of climb it, and he pulls it down on top of himself. It was about an hour into the show. A big metal rig, two huge guns. His weight pulled it down on top of him. He was carted off stage on a stretcher and taken to the hospital.
Oh, my God. The ER must have been like, what is wrong with this guy? Where do we start?
Right. Look at his eyes. I can't even get the irises to contract. So there is no official word on what's wrong with Marilyn Manson. Some people are saying one of his legs got racked up. However, there is a whole other thing where they're saying one of his testicles got speared.
Oh, no. I don't think we have Marilyn Manson spawn yet. Do we?
They're saying he did not have his testicles removed after an accident in which the stage prop fell on him. Gossip Cop is saying that...
That was a big thing that dropped on him.
They say here, let's see, metal scaffolding on which fake pistols were mounted speared him in the groin, injuring his left leg and crushing both testicles.
Oh, man.
God.
However...
What about all the groupies in the audience?
Oh, man. One of the tabloids is saying one of his testicles has swelled to the size of a grapefruit. They're talking about how they had to be... Oh, this is ridiculous. And Gossip Cop is saying, no.
No what?
No, that didn't happen. He hurt his leg.
Oh, okay. So after they fixed his leg up, he was still able to go back and do the groupies.
Yes, Vinny, that appears to be the case.
Tragedy averted, everyone.
You know what's funny about this video? Not funny, but interesting.
It's funny.
It's
pretty funny.
There's no curtain to drop.
No.
Like, he's crushed and...
They get right to him,
running
though.
Up and on do, and off the stage.
They do get right.
They
quickly.
Pull it off, and like within, I would say, not even a whole second goes by, and they've pulled the thing off.
But he's
him.
Not getting up.
No.
Yeah,
he's not getting up.
Well,
they take him off stage on a stretcher.
The thing about this guy that's always cracked me up, if you look online at videos of their live shows, he will go out and perform in the worst possible condition where you're like,
what do you mean?
Just wasted, just falling over. There's videos of him, like, just him falling.
Yeah.
And you just off the stage.
Well, he's
on
a rock
stage,
star.
Rolling around on the ground. It's just chaos.
Well, it's funny. Even before the accident happens, as I was listening to his cover of Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, or Made of These, or whatever it's called, whatever the song is, it's just horrible. I mean, he's barely trying.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I think he's pretty great, actually. but, yeah, he's nailing it.
Oh.
That's perfect. I was just trying to say that the point is there's so much chaos in his shows that I bet the audience thought all that was fine.
Sure.
Like, yeah, well, where's the rest of the show?
So whatever happened, whether it was his balls or his leg or what have you, it's bad enough that he's had to cancel all his shows between now and the 14th. But
Wow, and didn't he just start that tour?
I don't know.
The record just came out.
Yeah, I think he just started it last month.
Well, maybe it hasn't come out yet. Maybe it comes out this week.
I think it does, Vinny, because I think that
I would have bought it already.
Right, we would have definitely listened to that.
Oh, is this a PR stunt?
Maybe.
Good on him. Mm-hmm. Great job, buddy.
They're saying below is a video from Manson's accident, which 100% did not result in the rocker having his testicles removed.
Well, you know, he's one of those dudes. The rumor was he was Buffy on what was that television show?
Buffy the Vampire
Slayer?
No,
Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere. He was the kid on Mr. Belvedere. That rumor went everywhere for years when he was first starting.
What's his real name? Brian Smith or something?
I don't know. Warner.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Brian Warner?
Yes. Brian Hugh Warner.
All right.
Lil Wayne was supposed to play the Colonial Life Arena in Columbia, South Carolina on Saturday night, but he refused to go through a security check. And so he canceled. I guess the rest of the show went on.
Where was this?
In Columbia, South Carolina. The venue refused to let him into the venue unless he went through a security check. And he was like, I'm not doing that. So they went, well, then you're not going on.
What's that all about?
Night off.
Yeah.
I guess so. Okay, you're already there. You might as well do it.
Well.
2 Chainz, Cardi B, Tory Lanez. They all still perform, but he was the headliner, so they're actually offering refunds on it. If you were there to see Lil Wayne, you can get your money back. Childish Gambino. Isn't that the song you had one of his songs playing during the Where's Rachel moment? Yeah. Like you ruined the moment?
Oh, right. Redbone.
His track Redbone just went triple platinum.
It's a hit.
It is a hit.
It's
for sure
a hit.
But you know what's weird is he's another one of those. Like, so this song, Redbone, is Prince.
Mm-hmm.
It's freaking Prince.
Yeah.
Just like when I hear The Weeknd, that's Michael Jackson. Mm. I mean, I'm not trying to.
No, it's clear who the influences are.
Yeah, that's my point. Like,
so
this
anyway,
is Prince, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crank this up.
Where is she?
Are you about to kiss me right now?
That's not
hello.
Entirely a bad.
Hooman, let me ask you a
Are
question.
You about to kiss me?
Impression.
You're a fan of storytelling, correct?
Yes.
Don't you think?
Here we go.
That the right way for this story to go from here is that you do ultimately kiss her?
I mean, that's how the story has to go,
shouldn't it be? I mean, that's the way the story's got
to
go.
Are you about to kiss me right now? Kiss!
Oh.
I've been in a lot of romantic situations with a bunch of different people, but never as consistently as I've been with Rachel, and nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You've been in consistently romantic situations with her. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, consistently.
Is it because you have been too...
Yeah, you need to make the move.
You haven't made the move? She asked you, are you about to kiss me right now?
Yeah.
And all you had to do
was kiss her.
Was kiss her.
Well, there's a
put the e-brake down. Was that blocking you? Move the gear shift. What?
Jump on her.
The gear shift was... Everything was moving. It's just we didn't need to state it. Like, it just either happens or it doesn't happen. You know.
But sometimes you have to make it happen.
Yeah,
I was making it
happen.
She
actually brought it up.
It happen.
She brought it up.
Apparently not.
Too late.
Anyway, I just think the next thing is you should kiss her. It would make for a great story. Your kids will love that story.
Mm-hmm. What kids?
The kids you and Rachel have.
Where's Rachel's kids?
How many?
Three kids. I think two. You'll want
two.
Well, I think only children are the best.
Not one kid, then.
One kid.
If you have one child, be happy, people. Don't force it.
Anyway, it's been a good couple weeks for Childish Gambino.
Good for him.
Donald Glover is his other name. He won 2 Emmys for Atlanta, and his track Redbone just went triple platinum off his 2016 album, Awaken, My Love.
Hey, people are
soundtrack
going
to Hooman's Love.
Crazy, Marilyn Manson. The rumor was he was Arnold's best friend on The Wonder Years. Paul, not Mr. Belvedere, everyone.
Oh, no. I thought it was Mr.
It's
Belvedere.
Both of those
I don't remember the Belvedere one. I remember The Wonder Years one.
Oh. Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson.
Who?
Tristan Thompson. He's an NBA guy, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, who's he play for, though?
He was on the Cavaliers. I don't know who he's on this year, if he's switched teams or
not. Is it possible he's on the Lakers? Because why else would he want to live in L.A.?
Because
L.A. is way better than Cleveland.
He originally was just going to rent a place in L.A. He was in the $60,000 a month range.
Oh, it says he's with Cleveland.
Oh, he is.
Oh, $60,000 a month.
$60,000 a month.
Okay, got it.
For rental. But now that he's having a baby with Chloe, he's looking to buy a pad. He wants to live in Bel Air, Beverly Hills, or the Hollywood Hills. They were actually out looking for a rental for him in July. And now that he's going to have a baby, he's looking to be an L.A. homeowner. $20 million is his budget. So that'll be good news to some real estate agent. He's poor.
Get a condo for that.
He wants his own place so they don't have to drive back to Chloe's house in Calabasas all the time. About an hour away. And he probably wants to design the baby room too, Vin.
You think that's it?
Yeah. And speaking of babies, the shower went off without a hitch this past weekend. Kevin Hart.
Oh.
His punishment was to accompany Aniko, his wife, who's carrying. She looks absolutely gorgeous. We had heard it was a themed out $118,000 safari themed baby shower. And there he is, playing the good husband, walking her in. She's wearing this beautiful, like, sort of leopard print flowing gown. The Calamigos Beach Club in Malibu. They revealed that they're naming their son Kenzo. K-E-N-Z-O.
Kenzo.
The name was plastered all over Aniko's social media, friends showing off the Kenzo prizes that they had won.
It says Kenzo is a common Japanese name.
Kenzo. Anyway, $118,000, and his presence was required.
She's smiling. He's not.
Yes. Well, it's her day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she's getting everything. And here's the shots that First Lady Melania Trump sent out.
Breast
Cancer Awareness Month. She says, in honor of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we lit the White House pink. So she's looking out her window, and it's the columns in the front. Out whatever window she's looking out. It's pretty.
Black and white.
Well,
imagine
it pink. That's her view.
Come on, man.
All right.
Vinny. Oh, there it is. It looks great. Bryn found it for me.
Oh, in pink?
In color, yeah.
Oh, that is super pink. Jeez. Really pink. Hey, do you want to squeeze? Did you like the Gwen Stefani song? She's putting out a Christmas album, you guys.
I love Christmas.
I know you do, Vinny, which is why I pulled this. And I know you love Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm.
So she did Santa Baby from 1953, sung by Eartha Kitt.
I love it.
I like this one, yeah.
Yep,
that's
I
good.
Love it. Good
She's
for
also
her.
Doing the album is called You Make It Feel Like Christmas. It comes out, it looks like this week, so we'll probably hear some cuts off it this week. Six original songs, six time-honored holiday favorites, and a song, You Make It Feel Like Christmas, which she sings with Blake Shelton, is on there. That's her boyfriend.
Right.
It's very exciting.
So cute.
This is their song together?
Yes, that's correct. Blake and
that's
Gwen.
That's cute. How nice that they have each other to make music with.
Right? Come on. They're in love. They love music.
It's Christmas time.
Oh, hey, when is your Christmas show?
What Christmas show?
The Christmas show you're doing with Tommy Igoe.
Oh, it's sometime in December.
You don't have ticket announcements yet?
No, sir. I do not.
You have a playlist that you're working
on? We're probably going to do the exact same songs we did last year.
Oh, I loved it. Oh, I didn't go last year.
Yeah.
The year before
year
I went, though,
yeah.
It was great. It's really fun.
Yeah. It's called Sarah and Tommy Ruin Christmas Again.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Really great.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
A lot of good stories. I'll do some fast facts, surgery, ketamine.
Oh.
Ketamine?
I don't know.
Ketamine? Mm. I'll figure out how to say that word. After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. Vinny, I'm sure you're about to do an update on the shooting in Vegas.
I don't have anything new, but I will repeat what we know.
But I wanted to read this, as one tragedy heaps on another. Puerto Rico, this guy says, hello, Radio Familia. My name is Juan Cabrero, and I'm writing you from Puerto Rico. As you probably know, my whole country is devastated after the passing of Hurricane Maria. For the past 12 days, I've been stranded inside my place because my whole area was and is still flooded to some extent. I had no power and no kind of communications with the outside world, just long days of rescuing people with my paddleboard and doing whatever needed to be done to help each other and survive. And one of the things that helped get me through those days was listening and replaying old podcasts of your show that I had saved right before the storm. And it was so reassuring and comforting to hear your voices within all the chaos. It felt as if I was listening to the voice of what you guys have been to me for the past 10 years, the voice of my friends. Thanks for what you do. It brings sunshine to the lives of all kinds of people all around the world going through all kinds of situations.
That is so rad.
You have no idea how happy I am that now, after riding my bike for 20 miles, I found a Wi-Fi signal so I can download and listen to the most recent podcast. I have a lot of catching up to do. I'd appreciate if you say my whole name on the air because I have friends and family members that I have still not been able to talk to. I know they listen because I got them hooked on your show. His name is Juan Cabrero, and he's okay. He sent some pictures of the devastation. You can see his place is it's still standing. And so Juan Cabrero, if you're a family member, he's okay, and he's trying to get a hold of you. 20-mile bike ride to find a Wi-Fi signal. Anyway, what an incredible letter to get this morning.
Very cool to hear that he's listening to us, though.
I know. Prep for the holidays now at Pacific Sales. Find exceptional savings on appliances and kitchen and bath fixtures. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the deals.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. There's one in Los Gatos that I like to go to. It's nice.
Where?
Los Gatos. It is how you say it, yeah.
Las Gatos.
Yeah, Las Gatos.
Whatever. Enjoy, everyone. Bay Club. You're
going to
love it.
Mm-hmm. Take advantage of that 3-day pass.
Fleet Week is here, everyone.
Oh, is that this week?
It is. It's this week. So it starts October 1st, goes through the 9th. And I believe that, you know, the plane shows happen later on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a full schedule. I'm sure that's up at RadioAlice.com.
I'm sure Brad has it up there.
Way to go, Brad!
Brad and Ron.
Best IT department in the Bay Area.
So we have nothing new about what happened in Las Vegas. We do know that at least 50 people were killed and more than 400 people were wounded when a gunman opened fire on an outdoor music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. It's now the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. The one at Pulse Nightclub in Florida had 49 people murdered. So this is worse than that. This happened during the Jason Aldean show right there outside the Mandalay Bay. And it was last night at 10 o'clock. So late at night that the newspapers this morning have no word of it. So that's the latest. We have the name of the guy. He ended up being killed. Whether he killed himself or he was killed by the police as they stormed his room, we're still not sure. I've read both reports.
Mm-hmm.
So... tragedy, any way you look at it, for sure. So I don't understand why everyone who's done ecstasy doesn't want to admit it and place it down. It seems like...
Have you done it?
I never done it at all. I never tried it.
I've never done it either.
I haven't. So I go looking around doing some research, and everyone seems to not remember the fact that they loved the stuff and did it all the time.
Why do you... But... Okay.
I was just trying to find out what the people have to say about the ecstasy.
Mm.
Apparently...
The people around here don't have anything to say, huh?
Don't have anything to... They don't...
Is it fun? Seems fun.
I've never done it.
Yeah, Hooman says no.
No, Hooman's never done anything.
Anyway, police...
including kissing Rachel.
Right.
Where's Rachel?
In the Netherlands, pulled over a guy last week because they suspected he might have drugs in the car. His bumper sticker read, "I love ketamine."
What's ketamine?
Isn't that the horse tranquilizer?
It's ecstasy.
Is that Special K?
Oh.
I think it's the same. It's ecstasy.
It? I don't know.
No, it's... Isn't it an all-natural thing that, like...
Ketamine? Yeah, it sounds like something... Like, I didn't put it together with the drugs.
Oh, it's a medication.
They're different. You're right.
Yeah.
So they found ketamine and ecstasy on him.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't think that was the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, really? What do you know?
I thought ecstasy was other letters.
MDMA.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, what do you know?
So the band is a band, I think, called MDMA.
Oh, rock band or something.
So. Yeah, Madonna. Huh. Hey, what about the Special K? Well, what is that? Is that the horse tranquilizer they're talking about?
When they searched his car, they found ketamine. And then they, you know, because he had the bumper sticker that said, I love ketamine. And then they also found 300 tabs of ecstasy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Special K is ketamine.
And I only know that Special K because Eddie Murphy talked about it on one of his albums.
Oh. Oh.
So really? You haven't done Special K either?
No, I have not done Special K.
Have you not done Special K either?
No,
roofie someone with Special K, like a horse tranquilizer? That seems dangerous.
Well, I mean, but let's be honest, the things people do.
Are dangerous.
Even myself. I mean, how many beers? Well, you don't count. But I've had 20 beers in a day. I mean, how many times have people?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what do you mean, oh, my God?
That just seems like too many.
Well,
seems like you might as well stay in the bathroom.
Right. Just sit on the toilet and
you've never
right
had 20 beers.
In a day?
Yeah.
No.
What?
There's only one other person on the show that might have had that.
Bren?
Oh, Bren.
I can't do 20 beers.
Yeah,
no
you
way.
Can.
No.
Do you think you've ever drank 20 beers in one day?
Maybe a 12 pack, but not 20 beers. That's a lot.
A whole 12 pack? That's still impressive.
Yeah, but that's over the course of like 8 hours.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. That's exactly right. You don't, I mean, beer is a sipper. Well, I mean, you chug it too, but you know what I mean. You don't
20 beers though.
Because it
seems
fills you up. That's why you
excessive.
In fact, that's why I switched to hard alcohol because you're just like, oh my God, I want to fit more alcohol. I just can't.
You're sloshing around as you're walking.
There never came a point where you're like, well, that's it. I'm full.
No.
Got all the alcohol I can deal with.
Are alcoholics ever full?
Right. Never. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you find yourself attractive?
I'm all right. I've had better years, but I'm fine. You know, whatever. Yeah. I don't care that much anymore. It's sad, but kind of true. Like, I'm cute enough.
So the answer to the question, yes or no?
Yes.
You do?
I'll say yes.
Yuzi, do you find yourself attractive?
I wouldn't kick myself out of bed.
Mm.
So yes or no?
I'm going to say... Like Sarah, I have had my better days and certainly better days at this point. But I'm going to say sure.
Yes.
Hooman?
I'm
Why do we have to go
I'm
around the horn?
We're going
attractive.
Around the horn. Yes or no? Are you attractive? Do you find yourself
attractive? I got to lose some weight. I got to be honest.
But overall, I mean, consider the whole package.
You know, compared to others, yeah.
Oh, so that's a yes compared to others.
Compared to others. Who do you want to compare yourself
yeah,
to?
Let's hold you up next to someone and have a look. Gnarly looking. So go find someone gnarly looking.
Like
your...
a troll? Or...
Yeah, like a troll.
Okay.
I got to lose some weight in the belly. I got to get the belly.
You're right. Don't
chin,
worry.
Double
you're
chin,
right.
Belly,
you look
belly,
good.
Double chin. Yeah.
According to a new survey. Oh, yeah.
What about Bryn?
I'd bone me.
Okay. What about Bryn?
I'm the combination of all you guys. I feel like I've had better days. I feel like I've gained some weight and all that.
But overall, you're attractive.
I'm okay.
What are you talking about? You're the young, good-looking guy on the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of all the people.
You have to stay young and good-looking.
You
need one of those on this show.
Man, I've gained like 20 pounds.
Oh, you gained 20 pounds?
It's a dad bod.
Something like that.
How is that possible?
It is a dad bod. I weigh like 190 right now.
You do?
No!
Impossible!
It's you haven't
not
even
impossible.
Had the baby
You're
yet!
Be tall.
Well, it's the little pregnancy thing, you know?
I
Shut
know!
Up, Sarah, that's not funny. I didn't even catch
funny.
That.
What'd she say?
He's 5 foot tall.
I didn't say that. That was
5 foot tall.
190 and 5 feet tall. I can't believe you weigh 190. That seems impossible.
Yeah.
You hide it well. Because
it's all muscle. Thank you. Come on.
Is that what it is? Muscle weighs more.
Sweatshirts yeah. I wear.
He does stay in a jacket like you now all the time.
He does. Take your shirt off. Let's see what you got.
Yeah. Take your shirt
off. Oh, my God.
It's been a long time. There's
a reason
for that.
It's been a long time since we saw that.
Staying warm.
I have the before picture here in my head.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, can you ruin that for them? That'd be great.
No,
specifically that Captain America.
Yeah.
Outfit. Ooh. Yeah. That still shows up on my Facebook sometimes.
I'll pull the picture up for you so you can look at that instead.
55% of people find ourselves physically attractive. 10% say they're very attractive.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you in the 10%?
Oh, it's my mic.
31% say, no. No, I'm not attractive.
There's nothing attractive about
me. No. Not attractive. That's too bad.
That is too bad. Well, they should work on their personalities so that they can be attractive to be blind people.
Okay. Vinny, we have some new numbers.
Oh,
great.
FBI is reporting, this is from CNN, at least 58 now confirmed dead and 515 injured.
How many rounds did this guy fire off?
Well, and he just sat there above a giant crowd of people machine gunning them.
This
so
is
it's
incredible.
Not as the act itself is a complete shock, and you can't imagine what could be going through a person's head to do this, but I'm not surprised by the numbers because if you listen to the gunfire while the concert's going, he's just machine gunning into a crowd of people from above.
Right.
There's no,
incredible.
He doesn't have to, you know, he's not trying to shoot past something or through something. He is a clear shot straight down on them.
FBI is also saying that no known link between shooter and any foreign terror group.
Yeah, well, that's because there were reports that ISIS said he's one of us.
Right. I was watching the brother, they found the brother in Florida,
yeah.
And he's just, he really does have that look on his face like, I can't believe this is happening. We are all dumbfounded. I guess the woman in question is his girlfriend, not his wife, as was reported.
Yeah, partner.
Well, and someone had, and then we had reports it was just his roommate.
Right.
That it might not even be someone
linked
to.
That's possible, too.
But the brother is saying that, indeed, it was
his girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
But the brother's just like, you know, got deer in the headlights.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think he'd have. Well, but then again, what's he going to say? We did think he was.
Right. No, but he said they're all dumbfounded.
A construction worker fell.
Uh-oh.
You ever see those old videos of guys standing out on I-beams and
yes.
they're just 10
eating
stories
their lunch
up
and
you just go,
swinging their
oh
legs.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It makes you just sweat just looking at it. Mm. Ugh. Yikes. A construction worker, let's see, they're building a hotel in Aurora, Colorado last week, and one of them lost his balance and fell from the eighth story.
Oh, God.
That's 100 feet in the air,
they
say.
He wasn't tied on or anything.
No. He didn't land on the ground, though. He landed directly on a porta potty.
Oh.
And lived.
Oh.
Because of it. He survived. He needed some surgery,
I'm
but
sure
it looks
he
like
did.
He's going to make a full recovery.
Oh, wow.
Thanks to
the porta potty.
How do you like that?
I like it a lot.
All right.
I like it way better than how that story could have ended.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. Porta potties will save your life in a fall.
The longest movie ever to get a wide release is?
The longest movie to ever get a wide release, longest. We're talking total running time.
Be like a Godfather or something. Aren't those really long?
I'm going to say Lord of the Rings.
Is it a science fiction?
I've never seen this movie.
Have you heard of it, though?
Oh, my God, yes.
Really?
It's one of those ones where people go, have you ever seen?
And it's the longest movie. Oh, is it The Sound of Music or something?
No.
Casablanca? No. Gone with the Wind?
It is Gone with the Wind. The theatrical version was 3 hours and 46 minutes.
Holy crap.
Any longer movie that's come out since has been clipped down and done in installments.
Yeah.
Almost 4 hours.
I don't even know if I've ever seen the full 4 hour cut of that. Usually
have you?
They play
it.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. I love that movie. And 1 year for Christmas, Vinny had me and he bought me the, this is how long ago it was. the VHS tapes.
Oh, oh, that was a long time ago.
Did you like them?
I sure did.
All right.
There's four.
That was scandalous.
Oh,
that was scandalous. Damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. Write us anytime.
Yeah.
Who does that song you played, you just compared to Prince, the one that Human had on when he almost kissed Rachel?
Childish Gambino. Can't understand anything he's saying, but I'm still totally into
yeah,
it.
I know.
I read the words, and it didn't seem to be that great.
It seemed doesn't matter.
Kind of stalkerish, actually.
Oh.
Weird, but whatever. 650 says, look, it's Sarah and Vinny, and it's actually a picture of Branch and Poppy from the Trolls, which you wouldn't know about because you haven't seen that.
Well, one guy's grumpy and the other one's happy.
Yeah. Hmm. I've been called Branch in my house by the girls I live see. With.
Oh, I saw that picture. So is Branch the one with the dark hair, the black hair?
I try to explain to him. He saved their lives. He's taking care of business. Back off.
TCB.
The rumor in the 90s was Marilyn Manson was Paul on The Wonder Years.
Okay.
Paul is the...
Either way.
Whatever. Is Marilyn Manson a man or a woman? I'm confused.
It's a man. And he uses the... He says, I love her every time I ring
I do love
him
her.
Up.
She's great. I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.